we start off, as we very often do, on What the Heck Happened This Week with Jacob Zuma. The poor old man has been granted medical parole after having served just 2 months of his prison sentence. The Department of Correctional Services said in a statement, Zuma's parole had been, quote, impelled by a medical report, unquote. But surprise, surprise, did not give any detail whatsoever about what the nature of the so-called medical concern was all about. And of course, as is the norm with Jacob Zuma and the governing party, it seems as if a few favors may have been done in order for Zuma to run away from his crimes once again. Apparently, this medical condition of his has been around even before his imprisonment, which is funny because I don't recall JZ being sickly while he was around thousands of people at Nkandla earlier this year. But as prompt as always, the DA, among other parties, are demanding for the proof and grounds of approval for Zuma's parole, and rightfully so. But let's be honest, nothing will come from it because the ANC, unfortunately, is rotten to the core. And that very nicely brings us to the next story, because the ANC has, once again, failed to pay their own employees' salaries. Let that sink in. The party that is in charge of ruling and governing the country of South Africa cannot afford to pay its employees. Except, of course, those who drive in expensive BMWs, travel to Russia for medical treatments, get granted medical parole, and are involved in tender corruption charges. They still get paid their millions. Now, I would love to move on to a story not related to our amazing government officials, but unfortunately I can't, because last week the government gazetted new fee proposals that include charging motorists 250 rand for online bookings to renew driving licenses. Yep, that's just 250 rand just to book your license appointment online, not to actually renew it. Additional levies of 700 rand for online motor vehicle registrations and 700 rand for online charges of car ownership were also proposed in last week's Gazette, because it's not like we are already paying ludicrous taxes on fuel in the country, or taxes even, right? And let's be honest, when you arrive at the traffic department, the system is offline more often than not. And will the traffic department reimburse you after that? Don't be ridiculous. I guess what we can take from this week's What the Heck Happened This Week is that it is very, very, very important that you register to vote for the upcoming municipal elections on the 1st of November, because as you heard, it's not going well in South Africa and the ANC has well and truly messed things up and aren't really trying their best to fix things. And that is What the Heck Happened This Week.
Are you just waiting for the day to end?
I want to break free.
By all means, move at a glacial pace.
Let the Pick FM Drive Show take you there in style.
This is your drive show
on 93.6.